Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, partly cloudy, chance for some rain. We'll have a high maybe near 70 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 61. It's 64 in Burlington, 63 Milwaukee, 61 in Racine. A Racine man accused of providing the drugs that caused the overdose death of a teenager nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. 23-year-old Alexander Johnson given that term by Racine Circuit Court Judge Faye Flancher. Johnson, having pleaded no contest to several charges, including delivery of narcotics, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and intent to contribute to the delinquency of a minor. Reckless homicide was dismissed in return for the plea. Johnson accused of providing oxycodone to the 16-year-old victim and another man who had stayed at his home overnight playing video games. Victim was found unresponsive in the morning and pronounced dead by paramedics. Johnson also getting 5 years of extended supervision once he gets out of prison. In Racine Circuit Court, 29-year-old Union Grove resident Adina Sparks was sentenced to 3 years of probation for running a brothel out of a rented home on Vine Street that also contained her four children. She was sentenced to 3 years of probation by a circuit court judge yesterday. Sparks and another woman, 29-year-old Eugenia Nance, accused of placing ads on the website Backpage.com. Both arrested a few weeks after the sheriff's office began an investigation into the activity at the home. An undercover operation started, which led to the arrests. Court documents indicating Nance now being sought on a warrant for skipping out on bond. Racine police releasing the names of the two young women killed when their car slammed into a tree on Erie Street Saturday. 22-year-old Amber Hetland, the driver, according to a news release, going at a high rate of speed and lost control of the vehicle near South Street. The passenger, 21-year-old Haley Monty, they were both in critical condition, according to police, when first responders got there. The two then died of their injuries at the hospital. Kenosha Nissan dealership in the village of Bristol. Target of burglars earlier this year, hit again this past Friday. Sheriff's office says five vehicles taken out of the service area. Suspects able to gain entry by breaking a window, used one of the vehicles to drive through the overhead doors. The other vehicles then followed. One of the five was recovered in the city of Milwaukee. In Kenosha, an ordinance to allow the trapping and the neutering and the release of feral cats was approved last night by the Kenosha City Council. After 2 hours of debate and several amendments, the trapped animals would also be vaccinated and have an ear tipped to identify them. This ordinance has been in the works for months. It underwent some extensive revisions, though, since the council had deferred action at a meeting 6 weeks ago. Bill Bowman heads up the Safe Harbor Humane Society. Told the alderman, the idea is to reach out to those residents already feeding the feral cats to help in controlling the population of the animals.
When this passes, we will have a program that will reach out to people to encourage them to trap the cats. If they want to be the feral cat community cat caretaker, then we will have the cat spayed, neutered, microchipped, and given its rabies vaccine. Part of the program is this person monitors that cat.
Meanwhile, Alderman David Bogdala, one of the sponsors of the ordinance, said that many different people came together to help craft the ordinance.
If our goal, our number one goal, as I've heard from everybody as we've talked to this, is to reduce the feral cat population, which everybody that I've talked to, both in this body as well as out in the public, they want to reduce that population. The only way to do that is to institute a TNR program. And I think that's what we've done here.
Meanwhile, the ordinance was adopted on a vote of 12-3 against it. Alderman Fox, Mikulski, and Paff. Racine's Common Council meets at 7 o'clock tonight. That's the regular business meeting at City Hall. On the agenda, a public hearing and vote on the rezoning and conditional use permit for the Wild Root Market on Walton Avenue. The Public Works and Services Committee recommendation to approve September the 18th is the official launch of the new semi-automated solid waste cart collection system, though plans for bulky and yard waste disposal are still being developed. And there's the Public Safety and Licensing Committee's recommended acceptance of that comprehensive deal with Sam's Riverside Inn that covers the sale of alcohol and premises improvements. And the amount of per-pupil aid in the next state budget is one big concern for Racine Unified officials, who are hoping it won't be reduced from $200 down to $150. There's also another proposal that is equally concerning and could end up reversing voter-approved referendum issues with a status vote every 5 years. Superintendent Lolly Hawes mentioning that during her response to some of the citizen comments last night.
Now the legislature is contemplating that any recurring referendum that is in existence has to go out for a vote every 5 years so that a district cannot have a recurring referendum. So if that happened, and it's it's not just going forward, it is retroactive to 1996, I believe.
She said if the legislature approves the language in the budget about the referendums, this would impact the budget seriously. Dr. Haw is saying we have some serious issues confronting us in potential legislation that has to give us all pause. Randy Brice made it official yesterday. He is seeking the Democratic nomination in the 1st Congressional District, the election, though not till next year. Brice describes himself as an Army vet, a cancer survivor, union iron worker, says Washington has gotten way off track, and in his news release, he says whether it's health care, jobs, national security, education, or the environment, there's not one issue where Paul Ryan and Donald Trump are headed in the right direction. He's also got a video out.
I think it's time. Let's trade places. Paul Ryan, you can come work the iron, and I'll go to D.C. We can do so much better together as a community, and our future depends on it.
Brice has run previously unsuccessfully for the state legislature in Racine County. He and David Yankovich are the two announced Democrats for the 2018 election. Paul Nalen, the Republican who challenged Ryan last year, is also back. Sturtevant's Village Board set to meet 6 o'clock this evening at the Municipal Building. On the agenda, among other things, a resolution to authorize the sale of the old fire station on 96th Street, which is currently a storage facility. A resolution to hire the consulting firm Key Benefit Solutions for a post-employment benefit actuarial study. And there's a resolution authorizing a request to the Library Foundation to do a market and user study. The issuance and sale of 2 general obligation bonds through Tax Incremental District 2 to fund the installation of infrastructure improvements for the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park in Pleasant Prairie, okayed by the Village Board last night. $21.4 million to fund the site grading and installation of water, sewer, and roadway infrastructure. Second note is for $4.3 million. That would accommodate the grading for the future site of Haribo. That's the German confectioner planning to locate its first U.S. manufacturing facility within the village. Sales of existing homes here in Wisconsin and around southeast Wisconsin for the month of May. Well, sales in the state were up 1.3% compared to a year ago. Median prices also up 5.8%. But the sales were kind of weak during April, and only there was slight growth in May, kind of kept year-to-date home sales slightly below the first 5 months of the year. What are the local numbers? Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In May, we're up 6% in Racine County, 4.1% in Kenosha County, and 9/10 in Milwaukee County when compared to a year ago. Median prices were down 3.4% in Racine County and up 5.5% in Kenosha County and 3.1% in Milwaukee County. For the Southeast region, sales increased 2.1% and the median price rose 4.4%. Comparing the first 5 months of the year, sales were up 6.5% in Racine County, down 8.9% in Kenosha County, and up 1.4% in Milwaukee County. Median prices increased in all three counties, 9.1% in Racine, 10.1% in Kenosha, and 3.6% in Milwaukee. For the Southeast region, sales rose 0.8%, and the median price increased 5.6%. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Racine County Board will be holding another closed-door committee of the whole session at 5:15 this evening at the Isgrove Office Complex, though it's probably not as secretive as the last time around. The agenda has the same legal language as last week's meeting, which led to all kinds of reports, including ours, about Racine County being on the hunt for a Taiwanese electronics company and potentially thousands of jobs. And coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon, the Racine Common Council, a committee of the whole session, on the Phase 1 study results on that proposed multi-purpose event center and hotel development on Lake Avenue. 5 o'clock is 2 hours before the regular scheduled council meeting. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.